Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for your presence this morning. We honor you as the great and mighty I am. We honor you as the Lord and King of our lives. Have your way in us today. Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, you are your we are your end time warriors. Use us, Lord God, as your weapon against the enemy, O God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Mokoshe bakare, Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot, Mokoshe, your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemies that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. We are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them. Mokoshe, in the name of Jesus, we are your anointed, and you have Mokoshe Baka, and you have given us great deliverance. Mokoshe Baka, we will beat them down small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the street. Father, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. Mokoshe Bakare, we did not turn until they were consumed. We, Mokoshe, have wounded them, and they will not be able to rise. Mokoshe, just like David, who Mokosh slew Goliath, they have fallen under our feet and have tread. Mokoshe, Mokoshe Baka, we tread upon every lion, every adder. The young lion and the dragon shall we trample under our feet. Mokoshe Bakare, we tread upon the serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Father, we thank you that your word, Mokoshe, is what you honor above your name. Mokoshe Bakare, your word is true. We will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke the wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakare Shekera Dedebaka. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we have overtaken over Mokoshe every enemy in the name of Jesus. Lord, let us not operate in the wrong spirit. We loose ourselves from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. Let us have and walk in the excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. We will take heed to Mokoshe, our spirits, at all times. Mokoshe Baka, we bind and cast out any spirit that would try to tear us apart. Mokoshe, our lives in any manner, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you that you are Lord, you are King, you are our Father, and we shall not want. We thank you for your mighty holy presence, the presence of your Holy Spirit that will lead and guide us unto all truth. We bind up phone voidance, Mokoshe Baka, in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe Bakare, Mokoshe Bakare, Shekere Didia. And Father God, we adore you, we honor you, we reverence you. Mokoshe Bakare, you are holy, you are righteous God, you are a faithful Father. We come to you this morning thanking you for joining us on Bible Storyland, O God. Mokoshe Bakare, we agree with your plans, O God. We have no plans, O God. Your plans are the only true plan, so we agree with every plan that you have. We, Mokoshe Bakare, Isheke, direct our eyes on you. Our eyes will stay fixed on you, Father God, as you lead us, Mokoshe, in the paths of righteousness. We draw a bloodline of protection around everyone that is with us this morning and that will come on later on Bible Storyland. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. We apply your blood over our doorpost. Mokoshe Bakade, we bind up phone voidance and any interruption on the air and our phone lines. And we thank you for clear reception. Mokoshe Bakade. And Father, we thank you, Mokoshe Bakade, for opening up our ears to hear what the Spirit of you is saying today in the name of Jesus. We repent to you, Father God, for sins, iniquities, trespasses, transgressions that we have committed against you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us every day, O God, in the name of Jesus. It is our desire to please you. You are the holy, righteous God. Mokoshe, you are the great and creator of each one of us. Mokoshe Bakadiria, thank you, Father, for your love and kindness and your mercy. Father, we thank you for our children and their families. Mokoshe Bakade Isheke, those that are on Bible Story Land, those that come on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies on Thursdays in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for our children, for their safety in the name of Jesus and their protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, Bakashe Bakadidia, I bind up the spirit of rebellion, disobedience, and disrespect. And I loose godly agreement, obedience, and respect in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that our children are obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them. And Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, they shall live out all their days. I thank you that our children will live purposeful, productive lives and fulfill their purpose, Mokoshe, their destiny. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that Mokoshe, Joshua 1:8 is our children's portion. This book of the law shall not depart out of their mouths, but they shall meditate, think about, Mokoshe, keep their minds on day and night in the name of Jesus, that they may observe to do, to Mokoshe, all that is written in it. They shall obey your word, O God, therein, for then they shall make their way prosperous, and they shall have good success. We decree and declare 1 Corinthians 13:11, Mokoshe Bakade is a part of their lives, which says, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a woman or a man, I put away childish things. So we bless you, Most High, and we are honored that you join us in the name of Jesus. We bless you this morning. Well, good morning to you on Bible Story Land. We are rejoicing because this is the day that God has made. You know, someone did not have that testimony this morning. It wasn't that the alarm clock could wake them up. It was that it was not intended for them to wake up this morning, or Mokoshe, something else happened. So we praise God everywhere we go. He is the Most High God, the most powerful God. He is a mighty God. We praise him for his mighty acts. We praise him according to his excellence, according to his excellent greatness. Praise him because he is our God, creator of all of us. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Even when we didn't call on him, he was still mighty. When we didn't honor him, he was still mighty. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him because he is God, creator of us all. Let everything that hath breath praise him. Sing unto the Lord a new song and praise. Give him praise in the congregation of the saints. What a wonderful day it is to praise our God on Bible Story Land again this morning. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord to be able to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, and be able to praise and honor the Most High God, to give him all the glory, all the praise, because it is due unto him. He's the mighty one. It is Children's Day on Bible Story Land, and we love to praise our God and tell him of his goodness. He is merciful towards us. We will praise him because we are fearfully and wonderfully made by him. Marvelous are his works, marvelous are his works, that our soul knoweth right well. How precious are his thoughts toward us. How great are the sum of them. If we should count them, they are more than can be numbered, more than the sand. When we awake, we are still with thee. He is still with us when we awake, so we are grateful. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Unto you, O Lord, do we lift up our eyes. O thou that dwellest in heavens, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. The waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. What a wonderful day it is to praise the Lord. I don't know where you are right now, but I know in Florida the sun is shining. And I'm grateful that he allows the sun to shine on us in the name of Jesus. He is so great. He knows everything that we need. And, you know, we serve a great God, a mighty God. We don't even know how great he is. We only know a small portion of his greatness. So I thank God for each of you joining us this morning. And I thank God that you were able to come on Bible Story Land to praise the name of the Most High God with us. We are praising him continually. We are giving him glory, honor on a daily basis. We are thanking him because, you know, he is a mighty God. He is the great and mighty I Am. It is nothing too difficult for our God. So continually praise with us. God for his word. You know, he didn't have to give us his word. He could have just left us to be puzzled and wondering about who he is. But he made sure we know who he is. He left his word. And don't you know he honored the word above his name? So I thank God for the word of God today. It is Children's Day, as I said before, and we are blessing our children today. We decree and declare that our children will be saved while they are young, and they will be faithful to Father God all the days of their lives like Samuel. I decree and declare that our children love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. I decree and declare our children love others the way God wants them to. I decree and declare that our children love themselves. I decree and declare that our children will live long, productive lives. They will honor and obey their parents. I decree and declare that our children live lives of integrity and they fear God. I decree and declare our children are safe, protected everywhere they go. I decree and declare our children are loved and respected. I decree and declare that our children are very smart and they have good common sense. I decree and declare our children learn quickly and are knowledgeable about things that they need to know, as well as they are wise. I decree and declare our children are sensitive to God's spirit, and they have keen discernment and are obedient to Father God. So I thank each of you for being on this morning. Today we are blessed to have a gifted woman of God, mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. She comes on with us weekly. Her name is Karen Itell. And I tell you what, I just love those songs that she play unto the Lord. We are blessed to have her. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Carita.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well,
we're on a song called This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. All right. Of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you know what? If it's not shining, it's in darkness. And we don't want to be in a dark place. We want to stay in a light place. So I thank you, Karen. Beautiful, 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 as usual. Thank God for your gift of music. Well, we also have another gifted woman of God with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She is talented in the song and praise of the Lord also. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. You may have your phone on mute, Jackie, because I can't hear you, but I do have you on live. All right. She's not saying anything right now, but she will eventually, and we'll bring you on live. So, Jackie, if you hear me, put your phone off of mute. All right. Okay, well, we thank the Lord for his goodness this morning. You know, our children need to be taught of the Lord. They need to be taught his word and what his word says. It need to be written on the tables of their hearts. So in order for us to write on the tables of their hearts, we got to have it written on the table of our hearts. So, you know, that way we won't sin against God. Every time the enemy comes, we say, it is written. It is written. And we know, you know, the word is so much in our hearts that right away we'll be able to say, like Jesus said, it is written. So this morning, I'm going to go over some scriptures that you can teach to your children. Deuteronomy 6:5. And this is just a brief, you know, summary of the scripture. I will love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. The next one is Mark 12:33. I will love my neighbor as I love myself. The next one is Ephesians 6:1-3. I am obedient to my parents, and I will live a long life. So if you're not sure about the whole scripture, look it up. Write them down as I give them to you this morning. 1 Corinthians 13:11. You know, the children that have been coming on Thursdays, on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies, I tell you, they were already brilliant before they came on. But they are learning the Word of God, and they remember the things that they're being taught, and they're being sharpened in their discernment, and they are learning what God says for them to do. So their scripture, the foundation scripture, is 1 Corinthians 13 for boys to men is, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a woman or a man, I put away childish things. The next scripture is 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. It is good for me to have self-control and to have my own wife. The next one is Colossians 3:20. I obey my parents in all things. The next one is Psalms 34:11. And in case I'm going too fast, call me later and I will give them to you. You can write them down and you can study these scriptures. You know, it's good to study the Word of God. That way we please the Father. And I don't know about you, but I want to please the Father in everything. When I stand before Him in the judgment, I want Him to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I don't want to play here. Guess what? He's going to turn us away. He's going to say, "I don't know you, but I want to hear Him say, 'Well done, thy good and faithful servant.'" And you know tomorrow isn't promised. So we got to get on it right away. We got to honor God. We got to obey Him right away. Now is the time, not tomorrow. Philippians 4:8, I think on good things. Psalms 34:11, I fear the Lord. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Mark 7:10, I honor my parents. Ecclesiastes 12:1, I remember now my Creator. And, you know, God is a good God. So we got to remember Him while we're young, before the evil days come to snatch us up. So when we remember God, the evil days can't snatch us up, because we remember Him and we're obedient to Him. Proverbs 23:22, I am known by the way I live. Proverbs 8:12, I am wisdom and God gives me knowledge and of witty inventions. So we got to remember the scriptures, remember the words, write them upon the tables of our hearts. This is something that is written by a woman called Dorothy Law Notte, and it's been around for years and years and years and years. I don't remember when it was written, but I know it's called A Child, If a Child Lives With. If a child lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If a child lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, he learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns to be confident. If a child lives with praise, he learns to be appreciative. If a child lives with approval, he learns to love. Now, you know, of course, that he is also she, so it means both. If a child lives with fairness, he or she learns justice. If a child lives with security, he or she learns to trust in himself and others. If a child lives with friendliness, he or she learns the world is a nice place to live in. Well, I want to share some things with you this morning from the Word of God, from Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, starting in chapter 1. And you know, Proverbs is an awesome book. Every book in the Bible is a great book. It's God's word, and He honors it. But I want you to know that Proverbs is written by, or was written by, the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon. And we've been studying about him on Thursdays on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, at 5 p.m. So you're welcome to join us. Dial the same number on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Now, Deuteronomy 6:5, it is the Word of God, and it says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest in the way, thou shalt talk of them, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them as a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee unto the land which thou swearest unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and good city, which thou buildest not, and thy houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and dig wells, which thou diggest not, vineyard and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and are full. Then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and out and from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods, but the gods of the people shall round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against you and destroy you from the face of the earth. So we got to remember God's word. You know, sometimes we don't fear God. We just take him lightly at his word. And we say, oh, yeah, you know, he's loving, he's kind, he's merciful. But don't you know he's a wrathful God? He killed up all those people, all those Egyptians who had his people enslaved. He killed them. And don't you know during the time of Noah, God killed up all those people on the earth because the earth was so full of evil? He killed them. He warned them like he warned us, but he just killed up the whole nation, started all over again. You know, he's a great creator. He can create a whole world all over again. He don't have to keep us here. But, you know, we have to praise him, honor him, and give him glory, respect him. Now, even Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, instructed his son. Now, we need to instruct our sons and our daughters. But Solomon had a son, and he instructed him how to live a godly life. Let's look at Proverbs 1:1-19. And, you know, like I said, God's word is true. He honored his word above his name. And we should not take God's word lightly because we need to value God's word. There are some people in some countries who they're not even able to pick up a Bible. They're not even able to touch a Bible. If they do, they'll get murdered or, you know, they'll get killed. So we need to value God's word while we have it. We don't want to keep it on the shelf. We want to honor God's word. He honors it. And I honor everything that God honor, I honor. If he honor his word, of course, I honor it too. I honor everything that God honors. And he honors his word above his name. So I thank God for his word. So Proverbs 1, and we've been studying this on Boys to Men on Thursdays and getting a clear understanding about Solomon. And, you know, he was the son of David, the king of Israel. I'm in verse 1, to know wisdom. And don't you know those children come on and they bring their Bibles? They have their Bibles right in front of them. When I say turn to a scripture, they turn there. We've been learning how to search the scriptures. We've been learning where the scriptures are. We've been learning where the books of the Bible are, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, whether it's in the first part, which is the Old Testament, the second part, which is the New Testament, what part of the Bible it's in. We've been studying about the first five books, the books of Pentateuch, the beginning. And don't you know those children are so brilliant? They remember all of that. So getting back to Proverbs 1, we're in verse 2. Solomon instructed his son to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtly to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will sustain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Did you understand? The fear of the word is the beginning of knowledge. We don't have knowledge before we fear God. The fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, my daughter, hear the instructions of the father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto your head, and chains about your neck. They're valuable, these words that Solomon is talking to us about. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent not. If they say, come with us, let us wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down to the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among them. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way of them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. All right, so, you know, Solomon is teaching his son about the ways of the world, how to avoid the ways of the world. Solomon warns his son, and he tells him to learn what he's teaching him so that he will not get trapped by the enemy to do wrong. Be teachable. You know we need to be teachable. When you're not teachable, you remain ignorant. A lot of times people say, well, I don't agree with that. You know, read the word. Study the word for yourself. So you'll know it when you hear it. Also, there is a Logos word from the Bible. There's a Rhema word from God. He still talks to his prophets today. He talks to his people today. He said he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. So listen to your children. Sometimes they prophesy to you, but you got to know the word of God. We can't be like Eli, who had grown deaf to the words of God. Do not do wrong. You cannot do wrong, Solomon tells his son. You cannot do evil and get away with it. Acts 17:3. At one time, God winked at ignorance, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent. In other words, God used to overlook it when we, you know, were ignorant of the things that, you know, he was teaching us. But now God wants us to be knowledgeable, to study the word, to be pleasing to him. When we study God's word, we learn and can apply it to our lives. The word of God. My son, people perish because of a lack of knowledge, but I want you to know these things I'm teaching you so that you will know how to discern good and not choose. My son, be teachable so that you can receive instruction and knowledge. The things I'm teaching you will save your life when you listen and obey them. Be wise, my son, my daughter, and hear my instructions. Follow them. For what I'm telling you, you will need to know so you can make wise choices now and in the future. Listen to wisdom. Listen to wisdom. Listen to wisdom from me. And remember what your mother has taught you also. We love you, and what your mother and I are teaching you will benefit you, Solomon tells his son. It will benefit you for life. Do not be gullible, easily persuaded, but stand for what's right. It will take courage to do what I'm telling you. Your friends or your so-called friends may try to teach or persuade you to do wrong, but don't listen to them. Listen and follow your mother's and my instructions all the days of your life, and you will not go wrong. Whenever you feel the urge to follow what your friends say that is wrong, be strong, courageous, and bold. Turn away from them. Cut the tie with them. Don't even hang around them no more. If they're cussing or they saying bad things or doing, but turn away from them. Don't be their friends no more. Don't associate with them. You know, the Bible talks about evil communication corrupt good morals. So don't hang around with people that are evil. They may call you terrible names, or they may, you know, make fun of you, mockery of you. Don't you know they did that to Jesus? But take courage and leave them. Pray for them to do the right thing, but do not follow them in evil doing. There are two paths of life, my son, the right path, which leads to life, and the wrong path, which leads to death, physical and spiritual. Choose life and grow spiritually through obedience. Do what is right. My son, fools hate knowledge, but you are wise and you love knowledge. Do not be ignorant. Follow my advice. If you follow the evil path, you will be all alone. Do not ignore my advice. Take the warning and stay on the right path. It will save you from death and destruction. Pray to God, your Heavenly Father. He will hear and answer you. If you do not listen in the day of your trouble, God will not hear you because you were disobedient. He will laugh at you and make fun of you when panic strikes you, like a violent storm. When you call on him, at that time he will not answer you. You will look for God, but you will not be able to find him because you hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. You refused his advice. You despised every warning. Gullible people kill themselves because they turn away from God. Fools destroy themselves because they are indifferent. But whoever listens to God will live without worry and will be free from dread and disaster. All right, Jackie. Travis, are you on yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, we had called on you a little earlier. I said you had your phone on mute. All right, are you ready to sing that song, Jackie, from Jacksonville, Florida? As I told you earlier, she is gifted with the voice of praise and song. You ready?
Can you hear me, Jackie? Your phone must have gone out again. So come back in. When you come back in, just let me know that you are there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm back.
You ready
to try to get the unmute? Okay, it's my little song I love. Yes, Jesus loves me.
All right.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Okay.
I love
All right.
that song. Jesus loves me, and he does love
Absolutely.
Us. He loves us so much that he decided to come to the earth and die for us, arise for us, go back to the Father, intercede on our behalf every day. So I thank God for Jesus. He does love us. And when he was on the earth, he said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And then he laid hands on them and blessed them. So, you know, we can lay our hands on our children and bless them and tell them how much we love them and how much we care about them. So I thank God for you, Sister Jackie. I appreciate you. Let's see, Karen Attell, you ready to play another song for us this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right.
We will do You Love the Little Children of the World.
Okay. The children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are all precious in his sight, whether they're from Israel, whether they're from Spain, whether they're from South America, North America, all the continents, he loves them all. And I thank God, you know, we were children at one time, adults, and he loved us so much that he sent Jesus. So I thank God for that song. All right, we have either one or three gifted children from Jacksonville, Florida, the McKeever children, or one of them. They're going to sing. Good morning. I put you on already. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this Christopher?
Yes.
Are you going to sing
ma'am?
By yourself? Are you
yes,
going to
ma'am.
Sing by yourself, or your sisters and brother going to sing with you?
Singing by myself.
All right. Look at that courageous young man. How old are you, Christopher?
Seven.
Look at that. Bold and courageous. I thank God for you. I love you, Christopher, and we look forward to hearing that song. What are you going to sing?
First John 4:7-8.
All right. We're ready.
Beloved, let us love one another. For loving of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, 1 John 4:7-8.
Start recording.
Begin.
Man, are you finished?
Yes.
Oh, that was, you know, I'm appreciative to Christopher's mother because she allows them to come every Thursday on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And I tell you what, they're so smart. Christopher is you're the youngest, right, Christopher?
Yes, ma'am.
Youngest? But, you
yes,
know,
ma'am.
All of them is Sister Chantiel and his brother, Spencer. They are very, very smart. So I thank God for them. They are brilliant, and they are learning about God's word. Christopher, do you remember our foundation scripture, where it's found? What book? When I was a child, where is that found?
1 Corinthians.
Yes, 1 Corinthians. What scripture, you remember?
13th chapter.
And what verse?
Eleven.
1 Corinthians 13:11. Very good. All right. Woo! I know you're going to make the honor roll this quarter. So I thank God for you. And tell your sister and your brother hello for me. And I missed them this morning. So we will talk to you later. You can stay on. We still got more on. You know, God has gifted many, many people with the voice of song and praise, and our next guest is from a great woman of God from Kalamazoo, Michigan, who is very talented with the voice of song and praise. Let me see if I have her. Okay, she's already on. I'm going to put you on live, on with us. Her name is Tanisha Grundy. Sister Tanisha Grundy. And her daughter Lamaya comes on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies with us every Thursday. I'm appreciative to you parents who make the sacrifice for your children to come on Thursdays. Good morning, Sister Tanisha.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I count it a privilege to be on the show today.
Y'all have any snow?
Just a little bit, not too much. I'm praying that more comes for Christmas. Yeah, it's just something about snow. Christmas is not Christmas without snow on the ground.
All right. The only day
I have to have it is on Christmas and New Year's. Other than that, you know, I can stand without it.
Well, we are so grateful that you came on with us this morning. You're going to sing. What song are you going to sing?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing a medley, and as a matter of fact, Lamaya is going to be on with me. She'll be playing. She'll be accompanying me with.
What is she going to play?
Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Okay, she's playing her instrument?
Yes, her bass.
Oh, her bass. Oh, my God. We are privileged today. Ooh,
yeah.
Lamaya, I'm so grateful that you're coming on with that bass. Thank the Lord.
Sure.
All right, we're ready to listen. Lamaya and her mother.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Your mom, I thank God for you all. This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine and go tell it on the mountain. That was beautiful, Amaya. I'm so glad you allowed us to hear you play the bass.
Thank you.
How are you this morning, Amaya?
I'm good. I just woke up not too long ago because I heard my mom was on the show, so I had to just come on.
Oh, we're so glad you came on with us. And I tell you what, Lamaya is really a talented young woman. Also, she comes on Boys to Men every week. Lamaya, how many parts are there to the Bible?
There are two parts.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello, is anyone there? If you're here, press 1 so I can hear you. I can't hear anybody. I'm trying to get back on the show. Karen, are you there? Hello, are you there? Hello, is anyone there? Karen, are you there?